Hey everyone, Dr. Miles here. Module 2, Video 8. Here we're going to be talking about breath test baseline and hydrogen gases for small intestinal bacterial overgrowth lactulose breath testing. So, small intestinal bacterial overgrowth breath testing for lactulose type tests, how to interpret them. This is very, very important because you can't just rely on the lab's interpretation. Now, some labs will offer consultations and they can help talk you through things. And so please do take advantage of that when you're learning this. And this is going to help you as well. Here's an example of a small intestinal bacterial overgrowth breath test. And this particular breath test involves a baseline that's not in line with what we would like to see a baseline to be if we felt confident in the client having properly done the prep diet. Typically, we're going to want to see hydrogen levels much, much lower. This hydrogen at baseline of 65, if you look towards the bottom left, you see hydrogen, and then you look baseline, and then you see 65, where hydrogen and baseline intersect. 65, or that blue line, which is the hydrogen line at the baseline time at 65, is much, much more than we'd like to see. We'd like to see it in the 6 or less optimally to convince us that the prep diet had been done properly. So this makes this test not quite so valid of a test. It has a methane level that's significant. We may end up interpreting it as positive anyway. We'll talk about methane later. But for the hydrogen portion of this test, it really invalidates that hydrogen portion. So prep diet is the most common reason why the first value, the hydrogen value, is high. There can be a couple other reasons, so it's not necessarily so, but the first thing I'm going to talk to a person about with hydrogen at baseline being high is, what was your prep diet like, and how long did you do it for, and did you have any cheats, did you have any fibrous foods by chance? So, why is baseline important? Really, baseline is only important for hydrogen gas. For methane gas, we don't consider baseline to be different than any other value. It's just one of the normal values. But for hydrogen gas, this is before the person has ingested the lactulose solution. So we want, if they've done the prep diet correctly, the small intestine and the stomach should be relatively cleared of fiber, and they haven't ingested any sugar, so the gas levels should be low. And if the gas levels aren't low, one of the things that causes them not to be low is remaining fiber in the intestines, and we're going to have to question whether a person's properly done the prep diet. So for the prep diet, it's really, really important that that prep diet is done, because what we judge normal gas levels on are based on a baseline level of a small intestine that's free from fiber. That's how we standardize and create these interpretation guidelines where we're looking at gas levels that are considered to be an overgrowth of bacteria. And if we're considering gas levels to be an overgrowth of bacteria, we want a comparison to a baseline that's consistent. And that consistent baseline should be low on hydrogen gas. That tells us that the intestine is relatively free of fiber. Let's just imagine for a moment that we didn't have people do any prep diet. One person might have a couple grams of fiber sitting in their intestine still. Another person might have several grams of fiber sitting in their intestine still. Another person might not have any fiber sitting in their intestines still. We're going to get very different gas levels in all three of those people. How are we going to determine if it's an overgrowth if we don't know how much fiber is fermented in their intestine and causing hydrogen gas elevation? We won't. So that's why we have a very, very important preparatory diet that's very specifically laid out in guidelines that we want to make sure people understand how important it is and follow it to a T. Now, one of the most common mistakes is to have toothpaste to brush teeth before doing the first sample. That's where we could see a proper prep diet with still an elevation on that baseline hydrogen. So if someone swears they did the prep diet properly, ask them, hey, did you brush your teeth on the morning that you did the test? Did you brush your teeth right before you did that test? And many times they might say yes, and that might be why. So have them follow the prep diet very, very strictly. And if it's a constipated person, have them follow it for 2 full days before the test. If it's a regular or faster transit time, 1 day before the test is sufficient. Analyze that baseline value for whether the prep diet's been done properly. 6 or less means almost sure that they did a good job on the prep diet for a hydrogen baseline value of 6 or less. If it's 7 to 11, that's starting to get a little borderline. It's probably still okay as long as, you know, they have, if they have some gas bloating, then their migrating motor complex function might not be working properly. Might have had a tiny little bit of something remaining. 7 to 11 is still, they probably still did the prep diet properly. So we'll keep on interpreting normally. If it's greater than 12, then we're going to consider it an improper prep diet. We're going to question it if it's between 7 and 11 and they don't have gas or bloating. If it's greater than 12, though, we're thinking maybe it's improper prep diet. Could be brushing teeth as well, but we're going to consider that it could be improper prep diet. So if it's a good prep diet, then we're going to analyze the remaining values as we normally would. We check the box and move on. Any single value of 20 up to the 90-minute mark, I include the 100-minute mark as well, and sometimes the 120-minute mark in my consideration of if it's a positive for small intestinal bacterial overgrowth. If I know they have constipation or are a slow transit type, then I'll consider the 120. I almost always will consider the 100-minute mark. So are any of the hydrogen values, the single values of hydrogen, after baseline but before the 120-minute mark, are any of those 20 or greater? And if the person's constipated, or we know they have a slow transit time at the 120-minute mark, are they elevated 20 or greater on hydrogen? If so, this is a positive test. If no single value is 20 or greater, hydrogen type SIBO is negative. Now, we still have to analyze for methane type SIBO and hydrogen sulfide type SIBO, but at least on hydrogen type, that would be a negative test. So what we see is if the prep diet, if the baseline hydrogen value was 12 or greater, the prep diet's probably poor. We can then analyze data for an increase over baseline of 20, but we're not going to be able to use that 20 flat line. So let's say the baseline is 15. We can't just take the next value at 20 and say that's SIBO. We actually would have to have 20 plus 15 or 35 before the 120-minute mark on a single hydrogen value to consider it SIBO with that baseline value of 15. So we're going to be looking at an increase of 20 over prep diet. And if there is that level of increase, then we can still consider it positive, even though the prep diet wasn't likely proper. But if there's not a 20-point rise, we can't consider it a positive, but we also can't consider it a negative. We have to say retest is the suggestion there. So here is a SIBO lab example with a hydrogen baseline of 15. That baseline of 15 is more than the 12 that we would like to see, which indicates improper prep diet. Follow up, we see 20 minutes, 8, 40 minutes, 6 for hydrogen, 60 minutes, 5 for hydrogen, 80 minutes, 5, 100 minutes, 5, 120 minutes, 6. We don't see any 20s, but because we had the improper prep diet, we would have to say that we don't know, and we'd have to retest with a proper prep diet to get a fully accurate result here. So this is an unfortunate lab where we'd have to say, well, we may need to retest this one. So that should help you to understand hydrogen testing and the prep diet and the baseline hydrogen value. So look for that baseline hydrogen value, 6 or less. If it's 7 or 11, still consider it okay. If there's gas and bloating, if it's 12 or greater, consider it maybe a problem. If it's not a problem, if it's a good baseline value, look for 20 or greater on any of the single hydrogen post-baseline that are before the 120-minute mark, or if there's constipation even at the 120-minute mark, and if there's a 20 or more, that's a positive test. If less than 20, that's a negative test. If baseline was greater than 12, then it's a poor prep diet. If there's a rise over baseline, so baseline plus 20, if that's a single value, so if baseline was 20 and we had a 40 at a subsequent 60-minute mark or 80-minute mark or 100-minute mark, then that would be a positive. But if we don't see that increase of 20, then that's an improper test that would require a retest. So we'll move on. This was the last in Module 2. Thank you for completing this module. In Module 3, we'll continue on with small intestinal bacterial overgrowth and continue on with breath test interpretation for methane type gas. Thanks so much for watching.